We've seen a lot of activity, you know, for example, bird feeders. We've got a lot of songbirds that have been hitting bird feeders hard the last couple of days. And so their instincts were telling them that it was time to get ready for something that was coming. And there were a lot of waterfowl heading south, even as early as this past weekend in advance of this weather system. But the wildlife that can't make adjustments by traveling south, they're going to have to take other steps, other measures to try to do the best they can to basically lay low and wait out the storm. I was out in the woods just when the storm was starting, probably Sunday night, and I saw that there was a lot of activity. Deer were moving around and pawing, and there were a lot of turkey tracks where they had been walking around and scratching in the snow. So as the snow gets deeper, wildlife that relies on the stuff that lands on the ground is going to have to work a little bit harder to get at what they need.
You would recommend, I imagine, people who do have bird feeders to be feeding, right?
Yeah, for folks that are customarily feeding, we recommend that you go ahead and keep those feeders full. Make sure you've got suet blocks out there because that provides the crude fat and, you know, helps out the other species that maybe don't eat as much seed, like woodpeckers and chickadees. Also, it's a good idea to have some fresh water out there because water sources are going to be more and more difficult to access with this snow cover.